Coming up on January 31st, it's Painting with a Purpose, and the purpose is a pretty darn good one. And we've got Brenda Allen on the line with us right now to tell us more about Painting with a Purpose. Brenda, before we get going here, thank you very much for your time. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me today.
Well, this is a wildly popular event because, as you told me this morning, it's already sold out. So what is it exactly about this event that has made this so wildly popular?
Well, it's a lot of fun. We go out to Quaker Steak and Lube. We have good food. We have a great artist, Chrissy Beiler. So she teaches us how to paint a wonderful picture. We eat good food. We're relaxed. We play purse bingo. And we have a great time for a couple hours and raise money, a lot of money, for a great cause.
Now, we'll get to the cause here in just a moment. I want to ask you about some of the other events that you have coming up that our listeners might be interested in attending. You mentioned this one has already sold out, but you do have a couple of other events coming up that are very, very similar, and they're going to be awfully close to the station as well. So what can you tell us about the future events coming up?
Okay, so on March 19th, we have discounted cab tickets that ACS is selling. The March 24th, discounted monster tickets, and a proceed of each of those tickets does go back to the American Cancer Society. Our next painting party is scheduled for May 9th. And again, we sell 50 tickets, so when those sell out, we're done.
And where is that one taking place?
They all take place at Quaker Steak. Quaker Steak is very generous to us, and they give us their little party room there, and it's a great time.
Now, does Chrissy pick out the painting? Does she pick out the object you guys are going to paint, or is it kind of a collective group effort? How does that work?
It's a group effort. We go through some pictures, and we throw a few out there that we like, and then we vote on it, and then we send it to Chrissy, and she gets us all set up for it.
Very cool stuff. Brenda Allen with Painting with a Purpose is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. I mentioned that I would bring it back around to the cause of the event, proceeds benefiting the American Cancer Society. What is it about this that was so important to you, and what is it that made this the actual cause of the event?
Well, we raise money for all types of cancer. Our big event is in July 14th, actually, and that's the day of Relay for Life. And that's held at Elyria Catholic. And that's a very important event, a very important day, and that's what we do all year. We raise money for that final last hurrah on the 14th of July.
Funny you bring up Elyria Catholic. I'm actually headed over to the Elyria Catholic Coliseum later on this evening for some girls' high school basketball. So it was almost like you and I talked about this before we went on the air, but I swear we didn't discuss that at all. Well, how did this all get started? I mean, this has been around for a while. Nothing can be this wildly popular and on just a couple of days, all of a sudden, boom, sell out. This has been around for quite some time. How did it all get started?
Well, we know the Relay event has been in our area for the past, this will be the 23rd season, 2018 will be. Our community is engaged with this event, and it's one of the few that have remained in the county. We're very proud to be a part of this event, and over the last 22 years, this event has raised more than $1.6 million for the American Cancer Society. We have committees that we shift through each year to ensure that there's new roles, fresh ideals to make this activity appealing and to have people come back each year to raise money for them.
And that can be challenging in and of itself, trying to make it a little bit different, yet you don't want to deviate too far from the plan. What kinds of things in your mind, Brenda, have you guys done over the years to keep this thing fresh and exciting?
Well, you know, we've had different groups out, different bands out. We all throughout the day, we have events going on for children, adults, teens, games for everyone. I like to call it like a little carnival. So if you've never been there, you come to the Relay. We have tents. Each team has a tent set up. We have a theme. So this year our theme is country western. So if you come out, you're going to see a lot of country western. We decorate our booth. Each team has different foods. And then we have entertainment. We have a DJ. We have a survivor luncheon that we start, you know, we start off with the luncheon. We have a kickoff where we recognize our caregivers and survivors. And then we walk the track and do the games and that throughout the day. At the end of the day, around 9 o'clock, we do what they call a luminaria ceremony, where we recognize the loved ones that we have lost and the ones that are still with us. So that's a somber experience if you haven't been to one of those.
Brenda Allen with Painting with a Purpose is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And Painting with a Purpose, wildly popular. It's already sold out for January 31st. But this is a really interesting event because you guys have a lot of different things going on here. And one of the things that stood out to me was the purse bingo game that you guys will be playing. Now, I can honestly tell I've never heard of purse bingo, but I would imagine that's very, very popular amongst the female crowd, right?
It's very popular, and what we do is we get a couple designer purses, and we sell bingo cards, and then we play bingo, and whoever bingo first gets the purse.
Okay, well, see, I can see how this certainly catches on very, very quickly. Now, it's a painting class with appetizers, desserts. There's a cash bar available. There's a purse bingo. Now, this is a pretty fascinating thing because it's all for a wonderful cause, as you mentioned, you know, leading up to your big event in the summertime. If we could transition back into that, you mentioned that you guys have a survivor luncheon at your summer event. That's got to be really, really awesome. That's got to be a very, very cool event. For those that have never attended a survivor luncheon, I would imagine there are a wide range of emotions involved.
There is. And if you've never been to our event, I would like to invite everybody out, you know, to join us on July 14th. If you're a survivor, you know, please go to our webpage, Lorain County, Relay for Life of Lorain County on our Facebook page. Join us. You can sign up for, if you're a survivor, you can sign up to bring to go to the dinner. You can bring a caregiver with you, so you get, you know, the luncheon for you and your caregiver. Join us for activities throughout the day. It's a fabulous event.
Very, very fun stuff. Well, Brenda, before we let you go, we'll give you one more opportunity here to plug that as well, not only the events coming up after Painting with a Purpose, but also the summer event as well. And as we get closer to these other events, we'll definitely have you on again to talk about it because it sounds like, as you mentioned, it all kind of culminates at that one summer event of the Relay for Life. Sounds like a lot of fun. So one last time for our listeners out there wondering how they can get involved, where can they go?
Well, they can go to our Facebook page, Relay for Life of Lorain County. You can also go to the ACS page and search our event to join that way. If you would like to email Renee or myself, Renee is the other co-event lead for Relay of Lorain County. You can email us at renee.brenda5678@gmail.com, and we can give you more information. We're always looking for more teams to join us. Right now we have 21 teams registered for our event. We're looking for more teams, more survivors, more participation, so you can always reach out to us and we can get you started in the right direction.
Very, very cool stuff. Well, Brenda, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming on and telling us all about the event. And as I mentioned earlier, we'll definitely have you on again as soon as we get closer to the event in the summer.
All right. Thank you so much, Andy. You have a great day.
Thank you. You do the same. Again, Brenda Allen telling us all about Painting with a Purpose.